So we're going to see how we can be of further assistance. We'll start with Kim, who seems, what is that? It's not violet, it's not blue. Indigo. Like, we have a new color today.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
No, it's the same. It just changes with the lighting in the room.
Oh, yeah. It's indigo to me.
It moves a little. If I put my hand in front of it,
I see. Yeah, I got that.
It's a magenta color. Oh my God, I can't. I said she better not call me because I've been in and out. I was distracted again, and I was like, oh no, I did it again. Let me put my recorder on, and I was on recline on the couch. I had to get up. Okay, I hear a little bit of an echo of myself. I would love a message.
Okay. And say your first name, please.
Kim.
And say it one more time.
Kim.
It's probably similar to last time. You're honoring your own divine post. So I'm just going to use me as an example because it's exactly how I feel about you. So we can all hit the high notes. I mean, we all do that beautifully. The key is how to continue singing. So the key is how to travel with it, how to continue that alignment. So they're helping you do just that. So when you notice trouble, so this is, you know, something not pleasing to the senses. And it can be very simple. You ran out of laundry detergent. It doesn't have to be like some big grand affair. They're calling you back. They're calling you back. So they're showing me like Maria and Sound of Music, where it's like, we're just going to sing a happy tune. We're going to trust on spirit. And so this is what they're helping you do. They're helping you align with a most gentle approach. Your old perspective was like there's heaviness to this, like this is gonna like take effort. What they're helping you do is really to enjoy your time on earth. So you're learning, you're at this very, very beautiful place of awakening where you're learning how to transfer your consciousness to that remembrance. So as we always kind of kid around, your psychic awarenesses are like quadrupling. So with that comes the keys of God. So in other words, you have the ability to open up to that grace, to open up to that psychic endurance, to open up to that spirit-filled transmission. And so you can hear these words and be like, yeah, that sounds good, but I still have this linear life. And they're kind of giggling. So some of your guides are like, haha, she still thinks so. So you're learning how to proceed with your new directiveness. You're learning how to proceed with your new availability. So you're going to notice when you totally forget, and you will, you shall. There's going to be like this tap on the shoulder. There's going to be this remembrance. So it can come in just like you suddenly think of something that takes you back. You suddenly see something that takes you back. Whatever it may be, they're saying there's signals, there's messaging that is being offered to you. Now, when I say messaging and I'm just going like this with my hands, it's like energy, energy. And say your name again, please.
Kim.
You're simply, I'll just say it this way, you're learning to have a good time. How about that? So when they're saying that, what they mean is you're learning how to reside with that spiritual awareness, that spiritual endeavor. Oh gosh, there's one more part of this. And say your name again, please.
Kim.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Your gifts are expanding. I'll just go back to the beginning of this message. And you're learning how to you're learning how to beautify your surroundings. So in other words, you're learning how to receive that grace. So it doesn't mean that you don't have bumps in the road. It means that you enjoy your traveling partner. Oh gosh, you have entitlement. I don't want to say beyond your awareness because you're kind of starting to get the memo here. So it's more so that you're learning how to connect and you're learning how to stay. Now, I'll leave you with that, because when I said stay, the energy that was coming up my spine was just extraordinary. So it's all about that staying power. Again, I still don't know exactly who you are, but you feel like a high priestess to me. And you're learning how to consent. You're learning how to absorb that entitlement. I'll say this, the more that you can have fun doing it, that's going to be like your golden key to success. So in other words, it's not like, oh, what am I supposed to do again? It's sort of like, just have fun. Have fun opening up to those higher harmonies. And say your name one more time, please.
Kim.
Yeah, you're just going to notice that. It's like, wow, I used to get so upset because they should have been ready. They knew I was going to be here at 3 o'clock and you know, whatever it is for you. And then you're going to watch how you can just pick another choice. And it's like, well, I'll just sit here and play on my phone. I don't have to upset myself. And you're going to see with consequence how easy, and I'm just going to, I really mean this sincerely, how easily you can take yourself back. So how easily you can draw on those riches, you can draw on that new relevance. And this is the key. It's going to, you're going to totally forget. And then when you remember, you're just going to be like, wow, amazed at how easy you're able to access it. So you're supported, you're loved, it's almost like you got like a tutor or a proctor or whatever by your side, you know, like kind of shoving something under your nose, like, will she see? Will she see? So have fun. I'll leave you with that. Have fun. It's like, oh my gosh, I'll leave you with this. I guess it was nuns or something. There was a picture, you may have seen it on Facebook, where the nuns are on like a roller coaster and their habits are going in the air. And, you know, this is what they're helping you do. They're helping you open up to a heaven's glance. So it's good. It's good. It's timely. And again, just keep thinking that, like, high priestess, you know, like, I'm aligning with my high priestess self. And that's really true. That's honestly very, very true. So it'll give you the confidence to know it's really there for the taking. And enjoy, not to make it heavy. When I said taking, they actually didn't like it because they don't want you to feel like this is a heavy task. It's right. More so a fun enjoyment. All right, my love, that is your message. Did you have a question?
It's going to be in a lower vibration than what you just shared with me.
All right, so say it in a higher vibration. My connection's unstable, so okay. If I leave, I will return.
Well, the question I had before the earlier today, I was wondering about my daughter and wondering if she's going to be okay, because today is the day that my husband lost his dad when he was 30, mm-hmm. And his sister was 28, and I messaged his sister, you know, I'm thinking of you today. So I knew my husband... January 12th was like always the worst day of the year for my husband. And I'm part of me's like, oh, I don't think Rachel's going to be like that, you know, having lost her dad at 24. And I'm just wondering, how is she doing? I don't know if you could tell me, how is she doing? Like, I don't know. There's something I'm overlooking. She doesn't want to talk about him.
I feel like you should honor that. I feel like there's a lot of projection into the energy. So you remember your power. You have the ability to insist that she be upset. Like, if you really want to insist on it. And this is the point. You're really coming to understand the power and influence that you have. So the more that you stay in a neutral standpoint, this is your promotion. So the cards I pull... You know, like, how is she? Remember, you're projecting your own way of doing things onto her. So this is how she is. I've got the darkest fears and I've got victory and success. So this is the point. We can reach for either. What are we going to choose? So if you remember like the beginning teaching, this was the whole point. We can focus on yesteryear, or we can open up to our new tomorrow. So simply hold the vision that she too has that opportunity. And so it's like you're both doing it together.
Because the sister-in-law said she's like pushing through the day. This was 31 years ago. And I was thinking to myself, I can't imagine Rachel being that way. My daughter.
Right.
I can't imagine that.
So this is the point. It's right. Like the more that you release the projection of fear and realize mm-hmm. she's opening up to her own entitlement, that your daughter is extremely gifted. And then it's like holding that intention and vision. Because I'll just leave you with this. Let's say the worst is occurring where she was upset. How she's going to pull out of it is to open up to the highest course of vision. So either way, that's what you're energetically offering her. All right, my love?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. Hi, Stephanie. How may we help you?
Hello. How's it going, Nicole?
Hi, sweetheart. How may we help you today?
I'm good, thanks. I'm just interested in hearing what's most important for me to hear at the moment, and then I do have a small question afterwards.
And say your first name, please. And say your first name, please.
Stephanie.
Thank you, sweetheart. You need to look at what you stuff. When you say Stephanie, I hear stuff. So if you have feelings that you're just going to stuff and, well, I'm not going to say anything about it and I'm just going to stuff it, the problem is it doesn't go away. So the more that you can honor your feelings, you don't want to deny your feelings. You don't want to suppress them. You don't want to pretend they're not there. But honor them, and then, and this is the reason you came after Kim. So you're honoring them, and then you're opening up to highest broadcast. You're opening up to healing. You're opening up to new adventure. So for me, this is when I would notice, well, there's a resentment again. How about that? It's like how I can open up for healing. And without needing to know why, just your willingness to have it present and offer it a new energy exchange. And say your name again, please.
Stephanie.
Imagine that you're in school, or imagine you're on like an amusement park ride or whatever, where there's movement. You want to feel like there's something. With school, it's like learning, so that would be the movement. But you want to drop that feeling of being stuck, or things are just the way they are. Like when I tune into you, it's like you keep shoving things into like your chest area, like, and heaviness on the chest because you're shoving emotion, so you want to allow your intention to be one of light, where spirit is guiding you, spirit is helping you, spirit is attending to you, where you're getting resolution for all of this like stuck energy. And say your name again, please.
Stephanie.
So with some of the feelings that you're having, they're going to show you how that's a jumping spot onto a new tomorrow. That's a jumping spot onto a new privilege, onto a new leverage. So the more you can bring it to spirit, bring it to your higher self, bring it to your guides, bring it into your meditation, and ask for support, ask for guidance, ask to see this differently. So for me, I still have, I call them tagalongs, but I still have like old energies surfacing. And I could be stuck in it as molasses and think it's never going to shift. But when I open it up to spirit, with a sincere heart, I'm willing to see this a different way. And you don't force it. You just do the dishes, go about your business. You're going to have a change of heart. You're going to have a new consent. You want to release this feeling like it's never going to change. I just got to suppress. You want to stop suppressing all that energy. And say your name again, please.
Stephanie.
Work with nature, work with Mother Earth to release some of that energy. Don't just keep it in, release it. The nature will take it from you. I do that after sessions because I take on everyone's energy. So they're like, go walk your dog. because you got to process out that energy. That will help you a lot. You want to really do any kind of release work. You could imagine it going down your root chakra, sending it to Mother Earth. You can imagine the trees transmuting the energy. You hold on to energies you don't need to hold on to. And you're going to find as you start really deciding to release some of that, your vibration is going to be higher. With your vibration being higher, you actually are a beautiful conduit for love. You can channel, you can hear your guides fine. But the reason you can't is because you're holding on to that stagnant energy. And that's what they're trying to bring you up to. You have the ability to channel, you can write poetry, you can really even, you can channel trees, any natural elements. Your abilities are extraordinary. You're gonna find once you start channeling some of these beings or entities, that energy is gonna be very, very healing for you. And say your name one more time, please. Yeah, you don't even have to say your name. So what happened in another lifetime is you went through a lot of, oh my gosh. I don't want to say torture, but really unfortunate circumstances because of who you were. And I feel like you are terrified of letting out who you are. It was really kind of nasty what you endured. I mean, it really, really was. It was very, very harsh. So you want to be very gentle with yourself and realize there's a reason you have trouble stepping back out into the light. Nevertheless, you're going to do it and it's going to be success. They're showing me two cards. I'll leave you with that. One's a power card. Love that card. It's like a man and a lion like stepping into the power. The other's the devil card. So that's why you're coming after Kim. It's the same message. But when you step into your power, boy, oh boy, oh boy, are you going to be gifted. You're incredibly gifted. So start working with nature. They're saying it's mandatory. It's mandatory. And you're going to be very well pleased. And bring all of your hurts, bring all of your frustrations to spirit. Don't just keep sucking it up. You remind me of like in recovery, it's like a dry drunk or whatever. It's like they're not drinking, but they're certainly not happy. Spirit wants you to be happy. Spirit wants you to be happy. You have extraordinary gifts and talents, and you're going to be used. So they need to get you in good working order in order to do that. You are a healer. You help others. If you have kids, I forget your story. You actually heal them. So that is your message, my love. And your question?
Thank you so much for that. It's very reassuring. I think you answered, you know, my question, because really it was that, you know, at the moment I'm having a huge difficulty focusing my energy, focusing on anything at all. And then I feel like I'm running around in circles and there's a nervousness around how to use my time. And, you know, therefore I feel like I'm getting things done. So it's like this eternal confusion. And I think what you're saying relates to that, you know.
And say your name one more time.
Stephanie.
Start working with your feelings. I just keep getting stuff feelings. Journal. Talk to the angels, but just let them out. It's almost like Catholic confession or whatever. It's like you got to let it out, and just have that communion time. That's gonna open you up to your truth and nature. It'll help purify you. All right, I'll leave you with that, sweetheart.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you, Nicole.
You're welcome. Hi, Andrea. How may we help you?
Hey, Nicole, how are you today?
Awesome, thank you. You look so cute. I like that outfit.
Thank you.